All right, we're going to start with some live tennis from Roland Garros. Men's quarterfinals time. Yannick Sinner, the number one seed, up against Alexander Bublik. Sinner dominated the first set, took it 6-1. The second set hasn't been as clean sailing for him. It is 5-4 to Bublik, but it is on serve. So Sinner has a chance to level it up in that second set, being much more difficult for him in the second set. Alexander Zverev, the third seed, will take on sixth seed Novak Djokovic a bit later. But looking at the earlier results in the women's quarterfinals, Luis Poussin, 361st player in the world, a wild card entry into the into Roland Garros, is into the semi-finals. The French lady beat sixth seed Mila Andreeva in straight sets, 7-6, 6-3. Coco Gauff, the second seed, beat fellow American 7th seed Madison Keys in three sets, 6-7, 6-4, 6-1. So we have got our women's semi-finalists, which will get underway tomorrow. We're still waiting for the final two men's semi-finalists. Then we are moving on to some cricket news. The Proteas warm-up match against Zimbabwe had their first day rained out yesterday. Coach Shukri Conrad said it wasn't ideal, but they've had a good start to their preparation for the World Test Championship final next week.
We've had two really good days where batters have spent extensive time in the nets, not too worried about the coming from different formats. Guys adapt very quickly. So I'm comfortable where we're at. Not ideal, but you come to expect this, and this is part of dealing with potentially what could be thrown up. Whether we have another day of rain tomorrow, we've just got to make it work as best we can.
Well, that World Test Championship final from the 11th to the 15th of June at Lord's. And we're going to finish with rugby news. Ireland's Kian Healy and Shannon Frizzell from New Zealand have been confirmed as the latest names to join the Barbarians that will take on the Springboks in Cape Town at the end of the month. Healy and Frizzell have played 170 tests between them, will join the likes of Sam Kane, Peter Omani and Connor Murray in Robbie Deans' squad for the match on the 28th of June. 37-year-old Healy is not only Ireland's most capped player, but also Leinster's. He retired from international rugby after the Six Nations earlier this year. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.